Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got some things I want to say. I want to talk about entrepreneurial desire. What kind of entrepreneurial desire do you possess? You know, in a passage from the Upanishads, which was is an ancient and sacred text of Hinduism, the writer, this is going back, you know, 2,000-3,000 years, the writer proposes this thought about desire. Quote, "A man whose mind wanders and longs for objects of desire goes again to life and death according to his desire. But he who possesses the end of all longing has found fulfillment, even in this life, his desires will fade away." So I want to talk about what I think that means. In the world of entrepreneurs, desire is the common denominator, and it's truly a powerful force. If you're an entrepreneur, you have desire. But what is not common among entrepreneurs is what is desired. Perhaps, and I'm making the case that there are two kinds of entrepreneurial desire. The desire to accomplish something entrepreneurial, and the desire to be an entrepreneur. So it's important to understand the distinction, because while both may lead to success, the latter, to be an entrepreneur, is likely to provide more and better fulfillment. Here are some examples of desiring to do something entrepreneurial. The first one: you're tired of taking orders, so you want to start your own business. You're tired of working for somebody else, you want to start your own business. You know, that kind of an attitude. That's wanting to do something entrepreneurial. Or you start a business as a way to make a living. You want to do something entrepreneurial because you need a job. You need to redirect your career. Here's another way to do something entrepreneur. You want to do something specific on your own. You have a specific thing. You want to become a furniture maker, or you want to sell, you know, cars, or start your own construction company, whatever it might be. That's doing something entrepreneurial. That's the desire to do something entrepreneurial. The desire to do something entrepreneurial is akin to longing to be a champion standing in the victory circle with a trophy and a check. It's focusing on a result at the finish line. When you want to do something entrepreneurial, you're focusing on the finish line. Clearly, there's nothing wrong with finding yourself in the winner's circle. But it's important to understand that all of those examples I just gave you are what the Upanishads would call longing for objects of desire. Desiring to do something entrepreneurial is a means to an end. But those who desire to be an entrepreneur are like Olympic athletes, always knowing that while winning the gold medal is a worthy goal, preparing for and running the race can also provide fulfillment. The Upanishads might say, "One who desires to be an entrepreneur possesses the end of all longing and will likely find fulfillment." I'm going to read that again. You might be, if you desire to be an entrepreneur, you desire to be an entrepreneur, you possess the end of all longing and will likely find fulfillment. Doing something entrepreneurial isn't as risky as it might seem. If you fail, you can always go back to being an employee, right? But being an entrepreneur is not a means to an end, it's a way of life. Failures are merely setbacks, not the end of your entrepreneurial race. One who desires to be an entrepreneur longs to create as much as to have as to what it is created. You long to create as much as to what you create. In Sanskrit, Upanishad means knowledge by which ignorance is destroyed. It's not for me to say if desiring to be an entrepreneur is better than desiring to do something entrepreneurial. But before you begin your journey, make sure you're not ignorant of the reasons for your desire to be your entrepreneurial desire. So, for example, if you're thinking about starting a business, or if you've already started a business, ask yourself, what is my desire? Do I have something that I want to do? Is there some motivation, some emergency, maybe some desperation almost that's causing me to do this? Guess what, folks? I was there at one point in 89. I had always desired to be an entrepreneur, but I had not taken the steps because I was too comfortable as an employee for 23 years. But finally something happened that caused me to get out of my comfort zone, and I turned my desire to be an entrepreneur into something that I wanted to do specifically. So my desire to be an entrepreneur came first, and then my desire to be a certain kind of entrepreneur came second. And I really think that that's a better long-term way to direct your desire. To be an entrepreneur first, and then to decide what you want to be entrepreneurial about later, maybe like the next minute, or the next hour, or the next year. Because in the last 25 or 6 years, I've had some really tough times. In fact, I've changed what I wanted to be entrepreneurial about. But I haven't changed wanting to be an entrepreneur. I've had failures. I've had setbacks. But every one of those, I solved them as an entrepreneur. I wasn't trying out being an entrepreneur. I had desired to be an entrepreneur. And what I did with that desire was almost secondary. And in this fast-moving marketplace, probably a good way to think about things, because you can't fall in love with what you do. You can only you can't fall in love with what you do. That's all there is to it. But you think about these things. I'll be right back after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.